viewing Molly and Morris Shamovitz together, although they each have different life experiences, they will help each other remember some of the events of the past. Tell me about your home in Europe. Was it a small town or a village?
Small town. It was a town.
Do you remember how many Jewish families?
The whole town was Jewish.
The whole town was Jewish. Do you remember about how many families?
I couldn't tell you.
How many synagogues?
How many synagogues?
That's
seven.
Seven synagogues, and it was a big town already. No? You don't think so?
Boy, you're so cute. Do you know it?
That's going to get on the record. What town? Can you tell me about your town? Was it a village?
Oh, ours was a village.
A village.
Yeah.
A village. Smaller than his.
Much smaller.
Do you remember the distance between them?
Oh, it's okay.
Do you remember the distance between the two?
Oh, how far was Sevan from Dearborn, we'll say?
Oh, it's European 5 miles.
From Sevan. Did you know each other in Europe?
Yes, we did.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you remember what your house was like when you were a child? What was it, a big house, small house, wood, or clay?
It was just a farmhouse.
Farmhouse. And how many rooms?
Four rooms.
Four rooms. And how many people in the family? How many brothers, sisters, parents, etc.?
We were about six, I'm on.
How many brothers and how many sisters, do you remember? You.
Two and six, three and three.
Three and three. How long did you live there?
How long did I live there? All my life, till I came to this country.
Oh, okay. And can you tell me how many brothers and sisters you had?
Four sisters and six brothers.
Older, younger?
Naturally.
Yeah, mixed. And did you live there for a long time in this house?
How's that?
Did you live there for long in this village, Sevan?
You
were born there, and you were there till you left.
Right.
Okay. Do you remember what kind of house you lived in?
We lived with a house. I think it. What kind of roof did it have?
What kind of
iron
house?
Shingle roof.
Oh. How many rooms?
Four.
Four rooms.
Okay.
Inside or outside bathroom?
What do you think?
I know what I think.
Outside bathroom, and we had a well in the front of the house.
What kind of work did your father do?
He was a shepherd.
Oh, then you're the son of a shepherd. That's very prestigious. Naturally, he didn't make a big living. Even though he was a shepherd, he didn't
My mother made whatever he had there, she made the biggest part out of it.
What did she do to your mother? I mean, did she also have a store or something to help along?
No.
There were the children, and your father worked as a shepherd.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He was the only shepherd in town?
Oh, there was five shepherds in town.
So, was he a shepherd of fowl or also of
both?
Of both.
It was shepherd of both.
Where had he studied? Did he study in yeshiva, your father?
But he studied in yeshiva?
Yeah.
There was nothing else he could study.
No, I mean...
In yeshiva he studied than his...
I meant was he a learned... He was obviously a learned man.
Absolutely.
Where did he study?
What is that? At home?
But...
Near the window?
No,
where did he learn to be a shepherd? He was all of 16 when he...
Where did he get his education?
He studied right at home. I could see the way he was shot in his knife.
But you don't know because you're a child. I meant in the past. What kind of work did your father do?
A business.
What kind of business?
Woods. What do you call it?
Lumber?
Forest.
Forest. He was a broker.
I don't know what he was.
He sold?
Sounds good.
No, my mother's brother was in that business. What languages were spoken in your home?
Language, Romanian, and?
Yiddish.
No Russian?
Oh, no.
Or German or anything like that? And in your house also Yiddish and Romanian? Your father knew Hebrew, of course.
Yiddish.
Yeah, you spoke Hebrew, but of course he... Did you go to cheder?
Did I go to cheder?
Yeah.
Our house was not but cheder.
You mean the kids came to your house?
Yeah.
To, as a cheder?
Yeah, we, my father, you know, this, we all started.
Your father taught? To what age?
Me? Till I came to this country.
Oh, in other words, you continued even after Bar Mitzvah, you still sat with your father and studied?
Kept it going, yeah.
Did you receive any secular education?
A what?
Secular, no. From the government. Did you go to a government school at all? Nothing. So how did you learn, let's say, to do arithmetic and things like that?
How?
Yeah.
You know what chalk is?
Yeah,
have chalk
yeah.
in your hand?
On a slate. But your father taught you. Things
yeah.
like arithmetic also.
Yeah.
Did he take other children also or just the family, your father? Did he
well,
have
came
strangers?
To the house.
Did he get paid for it? And what about your education?
Oh, my education, I went to Romanian school while we were allowed. Jews were not allowed to go to school them days.
No? So which period? There was a time when they were allowed, though.
Well, if we bribed them, then the teacher, the professor allowed us to go to school until...
Oh, for bribery?
Absolutely.
Jews were not allowed in government schools.
No.
So you
at that time
you
no.
went for a short time
very about
through that. Bribery.
I remember we used to give him a big like cone of sugar, about 25 pounds of sugar.
A Hitler ticket.
Yeah, Hitler. Go tell her what a Hitler is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
So how far did you go in your education?
About
you
third.
A third grade. So you learned a little bit reading and writing Romanian.
Yeah.
What about Yiddish and Hebrew? Did you get any Yiddish and Hebrew?
That we learned in this country.
Oh, okay. Next page. Okay. There were 7 synagogues in your town. Which synagogue did your father go to? I mean, do you remember the synagogue that your father went to? What was it called? What did it look like?
The Smittelste Besmedrish.
The Smittelste. Because it was medium-sized, or... It was a different
reason. You asked me the name, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a name.
Smittelste Besmedrish.
But do you have any idea of why they called it that?
Yeah, it was in the middle. Of the road. It was about 2 or 3 Besmedrish on each side, and this was in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They called it the Smittelste Besmedrish.
Mm-hmm. Was your father a chassid?
Huh?
Was your father a chassid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which rabbi?
Which rabbi?
Stiffenester.
Stiffenester.
Stiffenester
rabbi. I know the name. I don't know the Rebbe, but I know the name from my parents' speech. Did he go to visit him?
Did he go to visit him?
Yeah.
He sure did, and so did I.
How often?
Often?
Mm-hmm.
As often as he can pay for a horse.
How far was it?
It was about 5 miles, European mile.
When you say European mile, what do you mean?
Well, a mile here is not the European mile, it's a mile.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference in distance, do you know?
Forget it.
Okay, okay, I won't go into it. Do you remember the synagogue in your town? Were there
indeed
more than one?
Indeed I do. No. Did you tell them I was born in Durban?
What?
Yes, you told me Durban.
All right, let it go with that.
What?
But I don't...
Doesn't matter, I can change
I told
it.
You we, no, I told you we lived in a small village.
Yeah.
Well, I remember the synagogue was at the owner's, the Puritz. You know what a Puritz
yeah,
is?
Yeah.
Well, in his gorgeous home, there was a...
Really? That's unusual because he was not Jewish.
No, yes, he was very much Jewish. His name was Tzolar.
You had a Jewish Puritz?
A what?
A Puritz that was Jewish?
Yeah.
That was unusual,
right,
wasn't
Maurice?
It?
Well, Tzolar.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That was unusual, wasn't it?
Did
you have a parents who was Jewish? Usually mm-hmm. usually it was non-Jews that were policing.
But he happened to be...
a Jewish parents, that's
yeah.
unusual.
So he was really a...
Their name, they were very pious people.
Well, they have German origin.
I can't tell
Taller,
you.
Plain
playing. And the synagogue was in his house.
Just the...
He had an own Kodesh.
Look, honey, just during the high holidays.
Mm-hmm. And the rest of the week?
You haven't in your own home,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Do you remember how many Jewish families were in this town, in this village?
About 12, we'll say.
Oh, it was very small.
Very small.
Mm-hmm. So how did people make a living in this village? The Jews. Like your father, you mean?
Towards last, we had a grocery. A cousin of ours had a like a beer saloon here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you had a special license, didn't you?
Oh, yes, and they weren't allowed neither, but also bribe. A lot of you would have made a living by bribing the big shot.
What were the relations with the non-Jewish people in your community?
Very nice, as far as we are concerned.
Yeah, you got along
well. Well, our neighbors were very nice, but then every mitzvah on the street, they used to drive up to the door, and out you go. You know what I mean?
Drive you out of your house.
That's right. And then we'd go to Darabon. Mm. But we lived in Milyanka.
Mm-hmm. Darabon was a little bit bigger.
Yes, it's a city.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can we hear what we sound like?
Yeah, just a minute. Yeah. Let me finish question 7 with him, and then I'll go back, okay?
Yeah, because I learned men in Darabon. They went through the whole other world.
Yeah.
What was his name? You know.
I know who you're thinking of, but...
He was well learned all over the world.
What were the relations with the non-Jewish people in your community?
Huh?
The relations with the non-Jews in your community.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
The Daleville, they came in from the Daleville to
the
town. Did you or your father belong to any political organization or to the Zionists, socialists, anything like that? Did anybody in your family belong to any organization?
No.
What was the relationship, this is a question to you both because you came from the same country, what was the relationship of the government, not the just the ordinary non-Jews, but the government to the Jews? And the government. The king.
Whatever you had to do, you had to bribe.
You had to use bribery.
And not anything.
What about service in the armed forces for boys? Were all boys required to serve in armed forces? Were all boys past a certain age required to serve in the army?
No, he was too young to...
Your brothers or... They had to serve, didn't they?
All but served.
Yeah. Your brothers served in the army. How many years, remember? What is your opinion of the relationship with the government and the Jews?
Only an uncle of mine in the service.
But did you have any other contact with the government as such? Taxes and things like that? Tax collection?
Too young.
Did you have any thoughts of America when you were living in the village? Did you think about America? Did you hear about America?
My father done all the thinking about America. My mother didn't let him go.
What about you? Did you hear about America when you were a child? Did you know anything about America? Did the word America mean anything?
I had a little bit about it.
What did you think about it?
I had an older brother. I was too young to think. Mm. I had an older brother that came here. He was the first one that left our town.
What was his name?
Avnash. Aaron Hirsch. Mm-hmm. He was a hub.
How much older than you?
Older than me?
Mm-hmm. No, how much older?
Older.
Yeah. How much older than you was he?
A lot older. I was a baby and he was a man.
Mm-hmm. It was a big difference. And he was a chazan.
Yeah.
And he came to Pittsburgh?
New York, yeah. He was in Pittsburgh for a little while, but he was in New York.
And he worked as a chazan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He made a living.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you separately. Why did you leave the country in which you were born?
To tell you the truth.
Yeah, I want the truth if you want to tell me. Why did you come back to the United States?
Because my father came here first.
Uh-huh.
And I had a sister and that was married to Berish.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how my father got here.
To his brother, in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your father came here. Okay. And why did you leave the country in which you were born?
I was too young.
Women, you were too young.
Yeah, no.
Why did you leave the country in which you were born? Why did you leave Romania?
I don't know why they sent me here. I came here.
Alone?
It's too
low. Who came first? You left, and you came to the United States because you had family here. Your brothers were in the United States, so that's why you chose the United States. You know why we ask this question? Because at this period of time, Jews were leaving Eastern Europe, but many of them went to England, some went to South America.
Yeah.
So we ask, why doctor the United States? That's why we're interested in knowing. Not because, you know, we're not trying to pry into
personal
lives.
We came to
Pittsburgh
ever since we stayed there.
You had a definite destination was Pittsburgh, and why Pittsburgh?
Because of my brother-in-law came here first, that is bearish. Then my father came, and a year later I came here all by myself.
You came to Pittsburgh because you had family here too.
Because you had it.
Okay, were you part of the group? No, you weren't part of the group. You came all alone.
All alone.
How could you do it?
They attached me to some foster parents.
Then they believed that it was you, that you were theirs.
That I was their child.
They took out papers for you. I see. And how did you go? Do you remember from your town to which big city to get a ship and so on? Did you go to Constanza? You went to Germany. Liebau or Bremen?
Bremen.
And you left from Bremen. You took probably a train to Bremen, right? Train. And from Bremen, you took a ship to Philadelphia.
Right.
And who met you at the ship?
An aunt of mine. Another sister.
Mm-hmm. Who already lived in America.
That's right.
Where did she live?
In Philadelphia.
I see. That was good. So she didn't have to make a special trip. She was already here. Were you part of a group traveling together, Mr. Shamovitz?
Mm-hmm.
Were you part of a group, or did you go alone to America?
I came with a group.
Which group?
I know which group.
How did they collect them?
Alliance Israelita.
Very good. You're the only one I know so far who has told me about this. And they arranged for the passage?
A group of people.
Yeah. But you paid for it. You paid for your ticket?
Over there, they did.
Your family here paid for it.
No, they got the money over there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same from here.
Did you have to have special permission to leave Romania? You could leave Romania freely.
Yeah, that's it.
And where did you go to which port?
Which port? I was there in Bucharest, near Bucharest.
Constanza?
It's not far from there.
You took a train to Bucharest. And from there you left by ship. Do you remember how long it took? To New York or to Boston or to?
What? New York.
You came to New York? New York, Ellis Island. Did anybody meet you?
Yeah, I don't remember. No, nobody met
Not
me.
Not Hayas?
The Hayas, from the somebody.
From the Hayas. And what did they do? They showed you where to go to take you to
the
train.
They sent me to Pittsburgh, because I was sent to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. They gave me, I came in.
Yeah.
And they gave me food, and they gave me everything else, and they gave me a thing. It took me 24 hours to kind of...
Did you stay overnight in New York?
In the station.
Oh, but they gave you a meal at their
place. Yeah, they gave me, yeah. Alliance Israelita together.
And then you came on a train.
I came on a train, second day of the train.
Did you bring anything with you to the United States, like the lift or samovar? Nothing.
Not a thing.
Just the clothes in your bag.
And
your passport or papers.
I suppose.
Yeah. Did you bring anything with you when you came?
The phone, the film.
The film? And the little zekalev? Anything else? That's it. What was your name in Europe?
Vujamovic.
What?
Vujamovic.
Vujamovic. But your name was Molly.
All the time.
Molly. In Yiddish, they called you Molly. Malinka?
No, Molly. No, Malka.
Malka! So!
Malka. Oh, yeah, Malka, Malka. Oh, it's
a Yiddish. Yeah, sure. What do you think? And your name was Moshe. Is Moshe.
Yeah, it is Moshe, yeah.
And here you became Morris. And in Europe it was Chaimovitz, and here you became Shamovitz.
Because CH is Shimovitz, it's a German word.
Yeah. But Chaimovitz is a good Jewish name, because he's the son of Chaim. Some ancestor was named Chaim.
You know, CH, your boy showed a doctor, and they go to school.
And I think there's some members of your family that spell it C-H-A-I-N,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. We do.
You do, but
the
boys
don't.
Swept up out the I.
Yeah.
Are you a Kohen Levi or Yisrael? What was your first impression when you came to the United States, to Philadelphia? What was your first impression?
Believe me, honey, I was too young to realize. I remember coming from the station, walking up Center Avenue.
Oh, this is Pittsburgh already.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Philadelphia. You don't remember. Okay, now the next question is, what first impression when you came to Pittsburgh? Which station? The V&O?
Yeah, the V&O.
And you were alone? Or you had your aunt with you? Or
you mean in Pittsburgh?
When you came by train. You came alone.
All
and your aunt met you, and she put you on the train.
That's right.
So you walked through the V&O station. Did you know where to go?
My brother played it.
Your brother was waiting. How many years hadn't you seen him? Many years?
Mm. 2 years.
Uh-huh. And he was already, he knew his way around. Mm-hmm. And so he walked with you.
To my sister's home.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed with my sister.
Uh-huh.
And
that's the one that was married to Barish.
Mm-hmm.
Different.
Oh, my sister, yeah.
Okay. What was your first impression when you came to the United States?
I didn't know, I was too young to me, I have any
impression. Didn't have an impression. No, I'll tell you.
I like it.
Well, some people remember, like, the first thing they remember, somebody gave them a banana, they didn't know what it was. Or,
I
remember things like that.
That's right. They gave me bananas, I threw it over the board. They gave me why I couldn't put my mind up with my head.
Because you couldn't figure out what it was,
yeah.
You know. And when you came in Pittsburgh, what impression did you have in Pittsburgh when you first came?
I like it.
Did anybody meet you?
Sheila, right the
yeah.
Yeah.
Did anybody meet you at the station?
No.
So how did you know to go to the Romanian Sheila?
Brown.
See, I had the cards in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for whatever I came from one time to another, I knew who I was.
Uh-huh. And in your card, it said your name and what else?
And everything else.
That where you came from. So you asked somebody how to go, or
then
what?
No.
Somebody took you by the hand and brought you to the main issue?
Right to the main issue.
And there, who did you find you that you knew?
I found a lot of people that I knew.
Found your landslide?
I was still young, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So already the landslide in the shul, they could... But your brother was here in Pittsburgh. How come your brother didn't come to the train to meet you? Barish was here in Pittsburgh. How come he didn't come to the train?
He did. Late.
No, this happened. One of the people...
It was
that's right. It was the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Of course. That's why everybody was in shul. Now it makes sense. Oh, they must have...
The twelve men took right up to the shul.
They must have looked you as having gone to the... Yontif Timur Tzipur on the train. Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh?
All I can remember what I told you before.
Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh?
I remember Rabbi Shivitz held a speech.
Yeah.
And he was crying. He was the nature, the crying nature. Rabbi Shivitz.
Yeah. Yes,
before.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it was a regular Rosh Hashanah speech, so he had to cry a little bit.
Rosh Hashanah speech.
But didn't they take him for a meal or something? You know, you just came a greener off the train.
I had
the
enough of food, I told you.
And his brothers.
Yeah. Okay, on to the next question. I don't want to wear you out. Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years that you were in the United States? And was there any point where you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
No. I'll tell you where my disappointment is. I haven't seen my father for a year. My sister lived on the third floor. I was watching for him.
Mm-hmm.
There he came along with a large bag on his back. And that almost...
Because you're so embarrassed.
See, I was on the third floor. He was on the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it looks. It made it look as much...
He was a peddler.
Yeah. That I really, really was taken care of.
Look, Mom. father worked all his life as a pushcart peddler, and I remember going out and watching him in the street in the pushcart.
Mars, we have lots of time. Don't wait for us. She has to go to Harry's yet.
No, I'm not going to Harry's today. I can't make it.
Okay, let me see. What time? You've got an hour and a half time, so don't rush. Take your time.
Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years?
Yeah.
You had no disappointments? Did you ever feel unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
No.
No. Well, I'll tell you, your brother Barish was one of the important people who helped Jews get jobs in industry.
Right.
And the fact was that other young boys who went down to industry didn't get jobs because they were Jews, and your brother was a personal help.
He was the leader in Pittsburgh elementary school. He didn't have any problems. He went to shul, Shabbos, he went to the Shabbos. He went to shul, he had a rabbi. The shul is still there, but it's not the shul no more.
No.
But the building is still there.
You mean Or Chadash?
Now it's
on Beechwood Boulevard with Rabbi Miller.
Yeah, that's right.
But this is where I'm at. But there's only shoes for a couple of people. That's a Robert Street.
Yeah, I know the Robert Street shoe. After you lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished or would eventually accomplish your goal?
Did I think that
you had accomplished your goal?
Yeah, very much so.
And yeah. Same question to you.
Because we had more privileges. So we were denied all that.
What is your opinion?
About what?
After you were here for 5 years,
yeah.
How did you feel that you had accomplished what you wanted, or that you were going to
accomplish? I only want to say that.
That's wonderful.
I was the boss.
That's wonderful.
Well, my mom, I'm not a friend. I was the boss.
You knew your way around.
You should have seen me when I was spreading out there with that. From India, Sudan, and Nadia, and slept in everything else. Oh, I had really a pleasant life, didn't I, mom?
I think so.
I had a pleasant
life. At home, you mean? In your own home with her, or
all
before
around,
she got
outside,
married?
Good. I had a pleasant living.
Where was your first home in this area?
Carnegie.
Oh, you didn't live right in Pittsburgh.
No, ma'am, never.
Mm-hmm. And what, your father was a peddler, mm-hmm. And that's why you lived out there, because he was going out
no,
of town.
No, we lived out there because he was in partnership with one of my brothers.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
That's why we lived there.
Mm-hmm. So you got married very soon after you arrived.
No,
no. So I said the first home in this area, so why did you live in Carnegie? The first home, Pittsburgh. I'm sorry.
I am too.
When I say in this area, we're dealing with the whole Pittsburgh area.
In Pittsburgh and over Hill Street.
Okay.
I lived at our first home.
Yeah. And you lived there, it was a rented apartment?
Rented apartment, yeah.
And how long did you live there? Oh, you lived there for a long time, many years.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, and this was your home of your sister. It was your father, mother.
My father, yeah, my parents' home.
Mm-hmm. Your parents. Do you have any idea how they got to your farm?
A couple broke up. And they left Pittsburgh. They wanted to leave Pittsburgh, and my father bought their home and furniture and all.
Mm-hmm.
And it was gorgeous.
But it wasn't rented then. He bought it.
He bought the furniture.
Uh-huh. Father bought furniture. Oh, I see. So you had furniture right away.
Oh, we had a beautiful furniture home. Mm-hmm. We'd have never had it before. Mm-hmm.
How many rooms do you remember?
Four rooms.
Did they have any sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
For some did. And where was your first home in this area? Meaning the Pittsburgh area. In Pittsburgh, where was your first home?
What was
it?
Do you remember which street it was? Was it the Hill District?
Robert Street.
It was on Robert Street. He was married already to her sister. So you were sisters-in-law and brothers-in-law and brothers and sister. You know, can't get away from it. I know another family like that, Sarah Horowitz. and her sister are married to two brothers. She and her sister are married to two brothers.
It happens, I think.
It's very nice. Was this a rented apartment that your brother had?
Yeah.
Rented. How long did you live there?
I don't remember now, you know, the